Agriculture on the Red River Farm Network. Planting for the year beginning for many as soil temperatures in some areas still a little bit cool. Red River Farm Network farm broadcaster Sierra Doctor has more.
AgriGold agronomist Nick Frederking says seed treatments typically protect against early season disease and pests, but the late start to planting may put plants at a disadvantage.
The problem is, what we run into is after 2, 3, maybe 4 weeks max, those seed treatments start to wear off. They've either been degraded in the soil or they've been metabolized by the plant, and their efficacy has kind of run its course. So farmers should be planting with a high-quality seed treatment when they're putting their seed into these stressful conditions. But the fact of the matter is, when there is really slow emergence, the seed treatment doesn't go slowly with it, right? It still works its process over that 2 or 3 week period. And so after that 2 or 3 week period, we would love to see corn and beans at a normal growth stage where they could then protect themselves from these early season pressures.
Frederking warns farmers to keep an eye on their crops when there's slow emergence.
I think it's just important. We have to recognize that there are associated risks. I've seen in the past where seed corn maggot will burrow its way into a soybean seed, or a wireworm will eat through a corn kernel. But you can't lose sight that disease pressure is out there as well. So seedling dampening off, there's plenty of pathogens out there, Fusarium, Rhizoc, Pythium, you name it, they're there. The drive home message is when we plant in cool and wet soils, just cool soils in general, really, we have slow growth and we are subject to some of these risks.
Reporting Agriculture's Business, I'm Sierra Doctor on the Red River Farm Network.
The Minnesota